Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Hashr. Now, there are certain narratives, and I'll read out the most important of those to you, which ascribe certain blessings of reading Surah Hashr. And then we see how these are muhaddisun or scholars of hadith treat such a narrative, because often we read Surah Hashr with the notion that it entails certain blessings. And these blessings, as I would just spell out them before you, are found in this narrative, which is found in the Tafsir of Al-Basit of Al-Wahidi. And this narrative is from Ubay ibn Ka'b, who narrates from the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the words are, وَمَنْ قَرَى سُرَةُ الْحَشْرِ لَمْ تَبْقَى جَنَّةٌ وَلَا نَارٌ وَلَا عَرْشٌ وَلَا الْكُرْسِيُّ وَلَا الْحُجُبُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُونَ السَّبْعُ وَالْهَوَّامُ وَالرِّيَاحُ وَالطَّيْرُ والجبال والشجر والدواب والشمس والملائكة إلا صلوا عليه واستغفروا له فإن مات من يومه أو ليلته كان شهيدا. So a simple translation of this narrative would be that a person who reads Surah Hashr, then there is not a single orchard or fire or throne or chair or curtains or the seven heavens or the seven earths or the poisonous insects and winds and birds and mountains and trees and animals and the sun and the angels, none of them, all of them, in fact, they send their blessings on that person, and wastaghfiru lahu, and they seek forgiveness for him. And if he dies on that on the same day that he read the surah or on the same night, then he will be counted as a shaheed, as a martyr. So this is what this narrative says, and I'm afraid that our muhaddisun have severely criticized this narrative, and this narrative has a very, very weak chain of narration, and this weak chain of narration is because of the fact that there's a person called Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, and he is a person who is very, very suspect. Thus, if I just read out some of the comments about him, Abbas Ad-Duri Abu Bakr ibn Abi Khaisama report from Yahya ibn Ma'in that he is laysa bishayin, nothing. And then Yahya ibn Ma'in in other places said la yuktabu hadithuhu, that his narrative is not worth writing. And then Muhammad ibn Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says laysa bihujja, that he is not at all a person who can be adduced from. And Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says he is ghayr istiqa, that he is not reliable, he is not at all trustworthy. Similarly, Abu Zur'a says that he is za'if. Abu Hatim says that he is za'if al-hadith in tarakuhu, that people have abandoned him. And Imam Nisa'i says he is matruk, that he has been totally forsaken. And Imam Abu Qasim al-Baghwi says that he is za'if al-hadith jiddan, that he is very, very weak in matters of hadith. So, in the presence of all this data, a narrative which contains the person of Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, that narrative cannot be properly and correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, if a person thinks that he would, if he reads Surah Hashr, then all these people, all these things which are mentioned in this narrative, they will send their blessings on him and they will seek his forgiveness. And if he dies on that day or that night on which he had read the surah, then he'll be counted as a martyr. This cannot be correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad, and it cannot be relied upon at all. Of course, our viewers need to understand this fact that as far as reading Surah Hashr or any surah is concerned, it would of course entail blessings. But then again, these blessings would spring from the fact that if we follow the message and the commandments which are mentioned in that surah. So reading a surah for certain blessings, as these blessings that I've just counted, that has no basis at all. However, the real purport or the real basis on which we should read a surah should be that you should understand the message of that surah. We should understand what it has to say to us, what it has to convey to us, what its directives are meant for us. So this is what what our purpose should be. This is what our intention should be in reading Surah Hashr, or for that matter, any surah of the Quran. However, as is the case in general masses, they would read the Quran and read the various surahs of the Quran without even thinking, without even reflecting on its meaning, and just read out the text of the Quran simply because they think that if they read out this text of the Quran without even knowing what it means, these blessings which I have just read out to you, they will obtain those blessings. So as I said, this is not a correct ascription at all to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as reading Surah Hashr or any other surah is concerned, of course we should read it, but then all our eyes and our ears should be focused on the message of that surah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.